Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, because it's time for the podcast.
Welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life. I am joined by Mr. Ben Green. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really good. We've got a weird setup here because, well, we're doing it in my house, but we're in my oldest son's bedroom. How are you finding the setup, Ben? And also, I can't really see you. But anyway, we'll figure it out. But how are you finding it so far?
Yeah, it's all right. I'm sat on your son's chest of drawers.
Yeah, that was a good way of wording that. Yeah, correct. How's life treating you?
All right. I've got little prawns in my pool.
Yeah. It's one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard. You've got a swimming pool, first of all. I mean, that
it's hard for anyone. I realise as I said that it's gonna be hard for a lot of sympathy to be.
Yeah. So let's just explain what's going on. Ben's house in Los Angeles. He's got a swimming pool out the back. And basically the swimming pool at Ben's Los Angeles home has got, you went for a swim this morning and what happened?
Well, I was swimming and I thought dust was blowing.
So you're actually in the pool?
In the pool, and I noticed sort of dust was coming up and I thought, oh, that doesn't look very good. And then we got like a little net and I went, fished it out, and thousands of like little, they're called lawn shrimp over here.
Right.
And they're like little things, they've got little antennas and they're like a little curly thing and they've got a hard shell.
Yeah.
And they like water.
Yeah.
And then there's just, but there was like, it was like just swarming.
So I've never heard of that. So
did you ever hear the lobster? Actually, that's a really disgusting story.
No, go on. Well, tell the story.
I don't know, this is like maybe an urban legend, but basically...
I think I do know the story, but I'll tell you why I'm excited for you to retell it.
Yeah.
It's because our guest this week on Hip Hop Saved My Life is somebody I've known and respected for a very long time.
This is the bit where we introduce our guest.
A massive hip hop head. Knows her stuff. It is Shanti Ranganathan. Hello, Mum.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. You've got to lean into the mic a bit more.
I am.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, do you know Ben's lobster story that he's about to tell?
No, I never heard. Ben never told me.
He never told
me. But I'm really interested to hear the story.
Okay. Ben, go ahead, mate.
We could. Do you want to move on?
No, I don't actually. I really want to hear this lobster story.
Come on.
Just tell it.
So basically, the fire brigade got a call from next door neighbour.
Sorry, the fire brigade.
Yeah.
Right.
There was this awful smell coming from the house.
What house? You haven't specified.
Well, it's not my house. This is a
right. Okay.
I think it's true. It was in the paper.
So this is a house somewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody's sitting at home. They get a phone call from the fire brigade.
The
fire brigade don't call them. They call the fire brigade. There's a horrible smell next door. Right. Okay.
The fire brigade come in. They sort of, the smell is like they have to put on gas masks and they come.
That sounds like a detail you've added. You've added that detail.
There's going to be some embellishment. Yeah, but I think there was a bad
smell. So the fire brigade, they walked up because the smell was so bad. Men and women who are trained to deal with intense smoke and heat just thought, Jesus Christ, we need to put a gas mask on.
Yeah. So they come up the stairs and they try and get the smell's coming from the toilet. And so they basically have like a battering ram. I don't know how they did. They kick the door down, and the floor, the bathtub is just full of
Mum like, looks across at Ben.
No, not lobsters. Feces.
Feces.
Shit.
Ooh.
It's the bathroom is full of it, but so's the floor, so's right. the sink.
So full of shit.
Full of shit.
All over the walls. Oh, it's just like it's okay. like this like I was watching recently. Have you seen It?
No, I haven't.
So there's a scene where there's just blood all over the bathroom. It's like that, but it's all brown.
Right.
And then it's like, but then they look a bit closer. They're like, what's going on here? They're investigating.
Yeah.
And then it's all sort of moving.
Right.
And it's like all these little shrimpy prawn things are like just crawling around like crazy.
In the shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
And so no one can crack the case, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
One of the junior firemen decides to look downstairs. So I've realised where it's going. It's going to be quite hard to do slightly.
Right.
And then goes downstairs, and in the bin there is a lobster.
In the
trash can.
Trash can.
Yeah.
And the lobster has lots of char marks, like it's been burnt on its head.
Right.
There's like two or three of them.
Two or three lobsters with burn marks on their head in the bin. Yeah, and there's shit.
And there's a woman, sorry, there's one.
Right, okay, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the way you are telling this story.
There's a woman.
Considering that you're nervous.
There's a woman dead in the bathroom.
Right, okay, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? Why are you celebrating that,
Mom? No! You're a young man, as soon as we mention women.
Mom, it's a dead body.
Yeah, it's not a sexy.
Dead body?
Yeah.
So how come the ship came through?
Mom, that's what the whole point of the story is we're trying to find out.
Okay. So I'll wait.
But listen, in fairness to you, Ben did decide to give the detail of lobsters being in the bin before he gave the detail about there being a dead woman.
All right, the excitement is gone now.
Yeah, so they walked in, they saw shit all over the walls with tiny shrimp in. At that point, they're excited. Then they saw the dead body, and then they stopped being excited.
Yes. I think the level of excitement was pretty much the same throughout. But they went downstairs. So dead body, what the hell's that? Went downstairs, lobster.
Yeah. Three lobsters.
Three lobsters, burn marks.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I mean, I know what happened. Well, I know.
What happened to the story?
No, because my mum hasn't. No.
Tell the story. It's all been
a waste of time.
You're wasting our time, Robin.
Yeah. But it's not about hip hop.
Right.
Okay, first of all, we're recording a podcast, so it's not just everything we say on here is not just for me, okay? Secondly, Mum, you're here. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't know.
Right. Okay, so why don't you wait?
Why did you say that you knew the story and you made him say the story?
Because we're telling the story for the benefit of the however many people are listening.
Okay, that's fine. I let you off this time.
Okay, brilliant. So Ben, I'm interested in what your reaction to Ben will be after this. Anyway, go on.
Well, do you want to do the? You could do the reveal, actually.
I'm not. Do you know what? I'm not 100% sure on it. So
then don't lie. Then you don't know the full story.
Okay.
Don't interrupt.
Well, let's see what.
Shut up. Okay.
Should we see what Ramesh thinks of it? So let's get Ramesh.
Yeah. Right. What do you know?
Well, what do you? No. Hold on.
I haven't got a clue, Ramesh.
Well, have a.
I'm interested to listen to Ben, but you are interfering. Come on, tell the story then.
What do you think might have happened?
Because I can't work out what's the shit and the women involved. No. I really can't work out because I haven't got that kind of brain to work out. So you tell the story then.
Yeah, there's a specific type of logician that just specifically works in the area of shit, shrimp and dead lobsters and a naked dead woman. So this is what I think happened. Tell me if this is right or wrong.
Yeah.
So this woman, the only thing I can't figure out is the shit. But can you tell me, I think I know half the story, then you tell me the rest of it.
Sure.
So this woman was masturbating with the lobsters, right?
Correct.
So she masturbated, right? So she's...
You're kidding, are you?
I'm not kidding, this is what apparently the story is. So Ben can tell me if I'm right or not. So is it right, she sticks the lobster's tail into her vagina, right? And she lights, like burns the head of the lobster, and the stress of that makes the lobster wag its tail, right? And that, like, gets her off. Like, so the lobster's tail's wagging inside the woman, right?
Yeah.
And then, but that lobster, well, the lobster's pregnant or something, and they shot a shitload of...
mini prawns.
Yeah.
And then what happens is she's in the toilet. It's obviously upset her stomach a little bit. And
but hold on. I'm not. It's gone into a vagina, right?
Yeah, but I think I don't know how it works, but I think something went up.
They swam around. Is it like in a space or whatever? This like little shrimp just navigating their way around.
And then she was, you know, relieving herself and slipped. Because she filled up.
Hold on. Was she doing it and shitting at the same time or what?
I don't think anyone really knows exactly, but she actually died by slipping on the bath and hitting her head.
Right.
Because just there was so much, you know, stuff around.
Yeah.
Slippery.
And she died?
But she died from that, but not from the lobster.
Having sex with the lobster.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think of that story?
I think it's rubbish.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe a word.
So what would be your explanation if there was shit and the shrimp and the lobster?
I can't work out, man. It's lobster, shit, the woman died. Honestly, God.
It's like watching Poirot at work.
I really don't know.
Right.
So I'm...
But are you saying that you don't believe the story at all?
I don't believe the story at all.
Okay.
Maybe I think... She must have tried to have sex with this lobster.
Right.
And getting excited.
Yeah.
And maybe she had a heart attack or died.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the bit of...
What you were mentioning about the burn mark.
Yeah.
How that happened? I can't...
Okay. Know. So she's like applying heat to the head of the lobster. So
and he backs the tail.
Yeah.
So she was getting excited because of that.
She wasn't just looking at it. She actually had it stuck inside her
vagina.
Yeah.
All right. She's a stupid woman. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Why couldn't she find a man to have sex with?
Yeah.
Why
just get him to put. Just get him to put on a lobster suit.
Maybe she's not good looking.
Yeah.
To attract a man.
Yeah.
So she's getting pleasure with the lobster.
Yeah. What I would say is, I think.
Yeah.
That might be the case, Mum, but I imagine there are a few steps in between that process. I don't think you go, I'm struggling to get a date, let me masturbate with a lobster. I think there's a series of things in between that get you to that point.
She's a crazy woman. That's what I call it, yeah. I don't think she's a good-looking woman after listening to this story.
Right.
That's the moral.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so we've got little things in our pool. It's made me look at Georgie, my wife, differently, I'll tell you that. Yeah. But I spent the morning getting rid of them, so I'm all right.
That's good.
Okay, quick question. What do you think's more embarrassing? That story, although the woman died, right?
Yeah.
But do you know this recent story? Everyone knows this story, but I'm just going to tell you because I don't think Mum knows it. You know the girl...
Window.
Yes.
Window boo.
Yeah, so do you know this story, Mum?
No.
So woman...
I don't, yeah.
Mike, do you think we should... It feels like we're becoming a slightly different podcast.
No, I know. I just
Why you are talking about women all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you change the topic?
Okay.
So, women is going to shit on the window or what? What is it?
Okay, it was not that far off from what happened.
Forget the women. After the woman having sex with the lobster, I'm going off.
Okay, you've gone off.
Change the topic, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right. Should we start talking about hip hop then? Okay. Yeah, sure. Cool. Mum, you are. What would you say is your attitude towards hip hop music? Well, first of all, what do you think hip hop music is?
The explanation you have given me about hip hop.
Yeah.
Remember when we were in Sri Lanka, you said it's attacking of the people. In a different way or something like that.
Attacking people in a different way.
Not attacking.
I think we were talking about terrorism.
I can't think of the word. It's slagging or what?
Oh no, but that's rap battling.
Rap battling.
That's rap battling.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is rap battling.
But certain hip hop music, I love it.
You love it. Like it. Okay, so you do
that.
So
when a lot of filth comes in,
yeah.
I think about my grandchildren.
Right.
I get a bit upset. But if the adults likes it, I don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't like. So you know, I listened to hip hop from like when I was a kid, right?
Yes. Yes.
And I listened to rap music, hip hop that had a lot of swearing in it.
Yeah.
And you didn't stop me. Why not?
Because I love music.
Right.
So maybe at that time I didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
That I didn't listen to the sentence each and carefully.
Right.
But more and more I listened, I understood. So because of that reason, I didn't stop you when you were young.
So you would have stopped me if you'd have understood what was going
on? If I understood perfectly that time, I would have stopped you.
Are you serious?
I am serious, yeah.
Okay. So do you remember what artists I was listening to when I was a kid?
50 Cent.
Okay.
And Eminem.
Yeah.
Into all the underground stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, this is like, this is like, I for her to open with 50
I
Cent.
Like, I like Eminem, darling.
Right. You like Eminem. What do you like about Eminem?
The way he does the videos, it made me laugh.
Right.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your favorite Eminem song?
Eminem song that he was putting this Indian accent and things, and I don't know the song. I was used to sing that.
Is it the arse like that?
That's it. And that he was singing about the chili sauce?
Oh, you're talking about that D12 song. That one, my salsa makes all the living there.
Yay!
I'm the lead singer of my band, my salsa makes all the pretty girls want to dance my salsa. Oh, 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 look out for my next single, it's called My Salsa.
I really love this song, I kept on playing it.
Okay, Ben, what was your mum's attitude towards you listening to hip hop?
She didn't like, my sister and my mum both, there was probably a day that I went to school and I came back from school. I talked like this, and then I came back from school and I suddenly talked, you know, like a rude boy. And
right.
I think that was their... They didn't really care about the music side of it, but they didn't like the fact that my voice changed.
So how did you talk then?
Well, you know, I sort of adopted, you know, like just a bit more...
No, but I can't get it. Like, what are you...
I think you get it. You get the idea.
No, but I don't know. Yeah, but I can't... In my sort of mind's ear, I can't figure out... How it...
I think you can imagine in your...
What sort of things might you say?
I guess, you know, just the usual sort of street slang.
Yeah, what sort of things?
Because you probably... I don't know... Why do you find that so funny? I'm getting...
Go ahead. I'm really excited, listen. Come on.
You know, like, you know, I just get a bit more like that, you know.
Jesus.
But what was worse? Can I say a very quick story?
Go on.
So I had Technics 1210s, I had two of them, and I had a mixer.
So you actually, like, you were in?
I was in. And I'm not saying, so I lived in West Hampton, which is really posh now, but there was a school nearby, and basically they used to bully all the posh kids. There was like a comrade school, and basically our private school stole their playing fields. Anyway, it was all a thing. Anyway, what happened?
Hold on. There's a local comprehensive school.
Yeah.
And your private school took their playing field.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
That is like stereotypical.
But it's even worse than that, because the playing fields for them was like next to their school. Our school was a mile away. So we bought them, even though like it was like, they can look out onto the, it was awful. They'd look out onto the playing fields that this private school had come in and bought.
Holy shit. Did you not go and like get rocks thrown at you?
Yes, I had that. But worse than that, I also got mugged once by one of them when the three of us had hockey sticks and the guy was half our size and just came up and just took our money and our hockey sticks.
Holy shit.
Anyway, but...
Hold on, can I... Just on that.
Yeah.
I was at... Mum and Dad sent me and Dinesh to my brother to private school, and then we fell on hard times and we had to leave and go to comprehensive school, which is, by the way, if you ever want your children to be under a high pressure situation, move them from a private school to a comprehensive and then just sit back and watch them get beaten up. But what I would say is there was...
It's very true, right?
We had the sense of that. Yeah.
So anyway,
one day I had 1210s and I had about quite a big record collection. Then what happened? We went away for the weekend and then we came back and the front door was open,
right.
And nothing had been stolen from the house apart from the decks, the mixer, and the entire record collection.
Oh my god!
And my car keys. So I was 17 at the time. My car keys been stolen. And basically, what they've done is They'd taken my car, loaded it with all the records. They then returned the car. It was parked just like, I didn't realise it was parked on the driveway. Posted the keys to the letterbox with just a little like letter that went, thanks. And
are you joking?
This is all true. And I used to walk, basically I know the people that stole it because I used to walk past Achilles Road.
Yeah.
And they would have the window, their front window, bay window, open. Yeah. With my decks and records that I know were mine, and as I walked past, they would wave and they'd be playing like the. I had this Craig David bootleg Fill Me In track that I just know no one else had.
Hold on a sec. But
they would do that every time they saw me, they'd put that one record on and play it because I used to have to walk to school that way every day.
So, dude, how much of a pussy were you? Like, they're playing your own music back to you.
Yeah.
So, what did you do about it?
Sort of just nodded.
Oh my god!
Because it's a good track. It was, honestly.
That is not a pussy, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is heartbreaking, isn't it?
Every day. Yeah. Well, it was a lot of. Yeah. I did really. I did buy decks again at university, but not for ages.
Okay. Explain to me this, right? Yeah. First of all, when I said how much a pussy, the truth is, I expect that these guys were hard as fuck, and you didn't really want to.
Not really.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I mean...
And you didn't tell your parents because...
It was embarrassing. The whole thing was just humiliating.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we claimed on insurance and I managed to get a new car from it.
Fantastic.
So, happy ending.
I'm happy ending.
Yeah. Why are you on his side the whole
time? I'm always on his side. What would you do if it happened to you? I'm asking you. You would have gone and had a fight with them? No way. No way. So, respect.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Eminem, I mean, first of all, Mum, okay, I wish you hadn't said 50 Cent, but anyway, Eminem, right?
What do you mean?
Eminem.
Yeah.
What do you, have you watched his latest video?
I heard the song.
No, not the song. This video is, do you know the one where he's in the parking lot, car park? And
no,
he's
I
like...
I never listened to that.
What do you
Never. I haven't had a chance to listen.
But have you heard about it?
No.
You know this thing where he attacked Donald Trump in the car park?
No, I didn't know that much.
Okay, what do you think about that, Ben?
I'll be honest, first time I watched it, I thought it was good. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It doesn't... The second watch, you start realising the flaws in it.
What do you think the flaws are in it?
The shots of... Basically, the way they've edited it is to make it look like it's a freestyle, but, it just, you know, because they kept in a few mistakes.
Yeah.
But it's clearly been cut in a few different ways. They've got... And the shot of random sort of black men just sort of nodding.
That I thought that was such a weird thing to do.
And it felt like a slightly, you know, when you watch sort of an Amjam theatrical performance of someone having a breakdown.
Yeah.
It reminded me a bit of that. But I really did enjoy it the first time, so I don't know whether, I don't know. But yeah, I just thought the bits where he's sort of like, where he doesn't know how to start it and he's then having to redo, you know, and the sort of dramatic pauses.
Yeah.
He's just so angry. Those are the bits I didn't enjoy.
Okay. Well, look, we are going to play it to Mum now.
Okay.
And we're going to get your opinion on it, Mum, okay? So...
Definitely.
Wait, how was I going to start this off? I forgot. Oh, yeah. That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I drop it on Donald Trump? Probably not, but that's all I got till I come up with a solid... Got a plan and now I got a hatchet like a damn Apache with a tomahawk. I'ma walk inside a mosque on Ramadan and say a prayer that every time talks. She gets a I'ma stop. But we better give Obama props, cause what we got in office now's a kamikaze that'll probably cause a nuclear holocaust. And while the drama pops and he waits for shit to quiet down, he'll just gas his plane up and fly around till the bombing stops.
Anyway, you get the idea. What do you think, Mum?
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like Eminem. His voice was different before.
Right.
Now he's become very rough and he's attacking people. I don't like it.
You don't like him attacking Trump?
If he makes it funny, I would have liked it.
Right.
But his facial expression and everything is, I don't know. I don't like nothing at all.
You don't like it at all?
No.
I think Eminem's amazing, obviously. And what I think is good about it is a video went viral of somebody really attacking Trump. I mean, like, you know, he used his... platform to really attack Trump.
And he's thinking for lyric words and he wasn't prepared. And he was thinking and moving around and I didn't like it at all. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be a freestyle. I mean, it's not actually a freestyle. Well, that's the other thing. People talk
it's
about...
flowing naturally there.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you think he needs to work on that?
Work on that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You can change the words as well.
Okay, fine.
So apart from that, you like
to... I like him as a person.
Yeah.
I like him as a person.
Yeah.
He's a, I mean, talented boy, but this bit I don't like.
Okay. I think it was a great idea. I think it's good to use that platform to attack Trump, but I just felt like... I just thought it wasn't very... I just thought he could have done it better. I just did a pause like he did. Let me talk about what I think about this.
Can you help me with this?
But I thought, I just thought it was a bit weird.
Yeah.
Like, I think people said it was better than it was because they wanted it to be great because Eminem was having a go at Trump and that's quite exciting. And it was good that he used that platform, but I just thought it wasn't very entertaining. I think he could have done it better. You can't tell me that's better than him running a beat and doing like a Trump thing, like all the way through, and just doing like a killer track about Trump. Do you know what I mean? That's not better than that. It can't be. And I don't. And agree with you. I don't like the bit where he goes, "I'm."
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I don't.
Sounds like he's going to be better.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Might have been doing some lobster action.
Lobster action.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I don't want to say that.
Okay.
No.
Mum, most of what I used to listen to, I think probably for the first few years was Public Enemy. Do you know Public Enemy?
Yes, yes, yes.
What do you think of Public Enemy?
It's happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
I forgot the song. But
do you remember any of the names of the band?
No.
Would you two listen to it in the car, like if your mum was driving you? Like
listen to so many songs together.
Yeah.
And
I don't think we put on Public Enemy in the car.
No, no. Maybe you were nervous that in case that there's some swear words coming
yeah.
into that, so you didn't play that. But a lot of songs we used to listen to. Dance in the car. Remember?
You used to have dance in the car. What did you used to have a little dance in the car with your mum to?
He was only 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
And whatever I said to him, like for example, that what? If Lisa said something to your kids,
yeah.
Lisa. Exactly the same. When I ask you to do something, you used to do it.
So what would you have a little dance in the car to?
Jesus Christ.
I really enjoyed that.
The dancing,
in the car.
Yeah, what track,
beautiful.
What music was it?
I think it was like... Souls of Mischief and Ice Cube and stuff like that.
Stuff like that. Yeah, we used to dance, yes.
And do you remember we used to listen to like a lot of the Queensbridge sort of East Coast, wasn't it?
No. I can't remember that. Don't make it up.
Do you remember any song, Shanti? Because I'm not sure it was.
They used to teach me. I remember that stupid. I won't say the stupid one. Baby, baby. What's that song? That?
Which one?
Oh my God, mom.
Which one? Baby, baby, what?
I can't remember the title.
I think Rob, you can remember. You seem to strike a chord.
Yeah.
You're talking about that? So there was this song, right? Listen, I wasn't into this song. Mum liked this song, right? And I'm just looking it up now to double check. It's a song by, I think it's Amy Grant.
Yeah, Amy Grant.
And the song goes, it's a song by Amy Grant called Baby Baby, right?
So Mum
loved that song, right?
Yeah.
And it goes something like, baby, baby, love is like the ocean. And I'm gonna something devotion, right? But Mum used to sing it, and she used to sing that constantly, that song.
Yeah.
Because she loves it.
Yeah.
And she's got, baby, baby, daddy, daddy, ocean. La-da-da-da-da-da-da, ocean.
How would you dance?
I did not dance that. That's the song that she was into.
Yeah.
But she, we didn't listen to
that. And the other one, Dad, was that...
Oh, you're killing me, Emma.
So when you said this would be a good idea because you and your mum used to listen to hip-hop together...
We didn't used to listen to... Listen, we listened to hip-hop later on.
Yeah.
But when we were very young, it was mainly Michael Jackson. I had, like, this Michael Jackson Megamix where it was, like, two tapes. One tape was all of his upbeat kind of... It's all Jackson, a lot of Jackson 5 stuff. There's loads of upbeat stuff. And then the other tape was all the sad stuff, like Ben and I'll Be There and all that shit. And we used to listen to it on the way to school. Anyway, this is a memory that I didn't really get back into. Anyway, Mum, what do you think of rap music now, hip-hop?
Because since you moved out, I haven't had a chance to listen to rap
music.
Because I was involved in working and things like that.
Yeah.
But if you are living with me or your brother living with me, then if you play it, I would have loved it.
Okay.
I would have listened.
Okay.
Some of the... you explained to me some of the words, what they have experienced in their life.
Yeah.
They sing it.
Yeah.
And so that touched my heart. I would like to,
Okay. And do you have any favorite rap artists?
Now?
Yeah. Who would you say is your favorite?
I'm very bad with names, man.
Okay.
Sometimes your brother plays and mom listened to this. And,
yeah.
It's nice, but I can't remember the names.
Okay. Is anybody...
He has so many... songs that he plays.
Yeah.
Especially even when he bought his new car.
Yeah.
He got all that and your facial expression.
It's just that I am asking you who your favorite rap artists are.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Listen to what
I'm saying. I asked you who your favourite rap artists are, and you turn that into one, a pitch for me or Dinesh to move back in with you. Secondly, you start just going on about Dinesh and music he listens to.
Are you jealous of Dinesh?
I'm not jealous of Dinesh.
As I mentioned, your face has changed. Your facial expression.
Ben, do you think has my face changed?
It changed a bit, it did change.
Oh, my God.
There you are. Like you. What's
wrong with you? I didn't know the phrase bristled.
Yeah, but I was going to say he plays when he takes me for a drive. When
in
he takes
car.
Me for a drive
in
his car, he plays all that song to make me happy. I should appreciate that. But I should have listened to the name. I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
When was the last time you two were in a car listening to
Never.
We've never listened to music in the car.
Ben,
we've literally just been talking about all the times you listen to music in the car. And then he asked you when's the last time. Never.
That's when you were young.
Don't yeah, but it did happen, topic. Didn't it?
When you were young. When did you take me for a drive, man? In your new car. When did you take me for a drive?
I don't have a new car, man.
Why can't you buy a new car? What's your problem?
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Why are you still driving that old van? Bloody hell. My neighbors watch you. Oh, Ramesh is coming. They are waiting outside.
Exactly.
Because according to them, you are celebrity.
Right.
You are coming in the old banger. There I opened the door. Your mom got a nice car and you are coming in the old banger. How do I feel that?
Need a new banger.
Yeah,
Jesus
new banger.
Christ.
And banging man.
right, listen, that was fun.
We go back to the rap music.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And just, I want to take this opportunity to announce a new podcast I'm going to be doing. It's called Romesh and Why I Have Self-Esteem Issues. But anyway, that's coming up later. Okay, so Mum, I want to play some music to you, right? So we're going to try and give you some education in hip-hop.
If you take me for a drive and play this music, I might register in my head.
Yeah.
When you ask me next time,
yeah,
do you like this rapper? I'd say the name and the song.
Okay, yeah? Great. All right.
How about that?
That's great. Okay. So I thought I'd just play a few songs, right, yeah, and get your take on them, right?
Yeah.
So I thought I'd pick some stuff that I've been listening to in the last week, all right? So some of it's old, some of it's new. There's only a few tracks, and Ben, if you can think of any, feel free. So the first one, actually, Mum, while we've been in LA, we've been listening to quite a bit, okay?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going to play this song.
Yeah.
The song is Kendrick Lamar. When I say Kendrick Lamar, what do you think of?
I never heard of him.
You've never heard of him? And do you recall hearing any songs by him?
No.
Okay.
But so, when you play a song, I might...
Okay, so the song that Mama... So basically, this song has been on radio a lot, and we've been listening to a lot. I love Kendrick Lamar. As you've heard, Mum says that she's not heard of him, but she doesn't know the name. I'm going to play the song. The song is Loyalty, and then we're going to get Mum's take on it afterwards. Okay, ready? It's a secret society. Oh, yes, it's true. All we got is love. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Kenny them. My resume is real enough for two millenniums. A better way to make a way, start defending them. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again, I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now. Only for the dollar sign. Okay, that was Mom listening to Loyalty by Kendrick Lamar featuring Rihanna. Mom, your face didn't give it much away there.
No.
What do you recall hearing that song before?
Never heard that song.
Okay, so you don't remember maybe last week us going shopping and all of the kids singing Loyalty, Loyalty, Loyalty over and over again?
I didn't take any notice of it.
Okay, fine. Yeah. What do you think of that song?
The song you played when we were in the car.
Yeah, it's Kendrick Lamar featuring Rihanna, Loyalty. It's a song that I just played.
I'm telling you the truth, I never heard this song.
So you don't remember when we said to Charlie, sing it, and he went, Loyalty, Loyalty, Loyalty.
So Charlie doesn't like me.
And I'd be honest with you, it's slightly worrying that you don't remember it. It was last week, we're in the car, on the way to the shops, this song kept playing, and then eventually Charlie started singing it, and then you went, Charlie, Charlie, what is it, they're singing the Loyalty, Loyalty, and then he went, Loyalty, 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 and he went, oh, darling.
You're lying, you're lying.
Mom, that happened.
Maybe I can't remember.
Okay. Well, maybe you weren't there, actually.
Ah, there you are. You are a bloody liar, you are. I told you, Roman, don't lie to your mother. Okay.
I don't think you were there.
There you are. What?
I think it might have been Rags. Anyway, what do you think of that song?
Rags was there. Lucky, lucky, lucky.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think of that song?
I liked it. I liked the beginning. I didn't like
that. Right.
Was,
with the vocoder.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
But more and more, then I was listening very carefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tune is good.
Yeah.
Maybe if I listen to the song and understand the words,
yeah,
I might like it.
What do you think of the actual rapping in it?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good, yeah.
Could you understand any of what was being said? There's a lot that I couldn't.
First time I listened to the songs, but I didn't understand the words.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, no, it's good. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So let me listen again. So I'm going to go into YouTube and I'm going to listen.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah. How would you and Romesh dance to that?
Oh my god.
It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be fun. Yeah.
Do you want to have a go?
No, I mean, it's not really great for as an audience.
There you are. There you are.
For me, it's great.
Ben, what do you think of Kendrick Lamar?
I like Kendrick, yeah.
What do you think of that song?
He loved it.
When you're driving around here,
yeah,
it's just on incessantly.
Yeah. We've been listening to Power 106, right? This is LA's hip hop, home for hip hop, according to them. It's fucking shit, man. It's like
they're still playing Black Beatles like every.
Oh my god, I'm so done with these. Like, it's like six songs, and Loyalty is one of them.
Yeah.
And at first, like, for the first day I was driving around, I was like, this is so cool. By the second, I was like, I can't hear these fucking songs anymore, man. It's doing my head in. So, Mum, the next song I'm going to play for you is a little bit of British hip-hop. I don't think you'll have heard of this guy, because I don't think you would have. So, it's Ocean Wisdom.
Ocean Wisdom.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Yeah.
British rapper.
Yeah.
He's a young guy. He's from Brighton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
His last album was amazing, won a lot of awards, and everybody said. So, and this is his first single off the new album. Okay. So you imagine the pressure, you know, he's about to do a new one. So this is it. This is called Eye Contact. I'm not going to tell you my opinion on it. I'll wait for you to tell me what you think, okay? Really?
Yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Advice, brother want advice. There's pressure on my iris, man, that's pressure on my eyes. There's pressure on my sinus, now there's pressure on my mind. See, I put pressure on my peers, that they put pressure on them diamonds. Wait, lies, telling all these lies. Man got all these guns and knives, and man got all these wives. Man got all this clientele to buy and sell these nines. Kilos, these bars, Qs, three fives. Most guys spend ages just wasting their time. These times I'm time saving, chasing what's mine. Can't be celebrating to the wages, getting wide, they're getting wide off their wages, celebrating for the night. You're choosing to be hype while I cruise into that drive. Man got 2 cents, I don't care about. It's all nuisance when he rhyme. But this shoot them, it don't write. Gotta say free man, I'm inside. Gotta say these relevant rhymes that I spit, teach eloquence fine.
Okay, Mum, what do you think of Ocean Wisdom?
To be honest with you,
Can I guess?
Yes, of course, you know.
I think you didn't like that.
I didn't like it.
Right. The fact that I just heard her just going bloody hell throughout the entire track. I think I can find something that it's not new.
Okay.
But I think you failed twice now.
Okay, go on.
I think you're gonna like this.
Okay.
I've basically chosen this because it's got his mum in it.
Ah.
Okay.
Hey, here we go.
Hang things on my WhatsApp and my iPhone too. The brown skin girls and the white ones too. Girls love me and I love them too. I was on the rolls when Dizzy made I Love You. We'll talk about me, you better hashtag murky. Hashtag murky. Can't chat about speed like my cabman sir. Shout out to my big bro Wiley, that's a bad man from early. Look, I'm a boss man like Birdie, I'm a bad man like Shirley.
Shirley, I've got gun, Phil.
Shirley.
If Graham's dead, then how am I here? How?
Big man like me.
I like that. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Love it.
What was that, Ben?
Stormzy.
So you like Stormzy, Mum?
I do.
Okay, and why did you like that?
The tune I like.
Yeah.
And I like the song, the way he sings and the voice and everything.
Yeah.
Did you like the video?
I like the video because he's involving his mother as well. He loves the mother, of course. Loves.
Okay.
I also.
And well, I hope he doesn't lie to his mother.
I also thought because you like Eminem, there's a lot of nice little visual gags in that.
Yeah.
In the video.
He made me laugh in that Salsa song.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Many people consider that his finest work. That Salsa ad lib.
There you are.
What?
Taking the Mickey out of
me. I'm not taking the Mickey. I'm saying that's a lot of people like that.
You're telling me the truth.
Yeah.
They like it. Yeah. He was cute, and the way he was singing, changing himself into a different character, it was.
Yeah.
Fun. Yay! Let's go!
So, can you stop that, Ben? So,
why?
Can you stop?
Is that a little dance? Good hip hop.
All right, I've got another one for you, Mum.
Yes.
This.
Do you know who Alicia Keys is?
Yes, I do.
Oh my God! Do not make this a callback, mate.
I like UB40 as well.
Okay, Jesus fucking Christ. okay, so Mum, this is the next song is from an album that I've been listening to a lot. It's Your Old Droogs album.
Yeah.
And this song is called Bangladesh. Okay.
Okay.
Bangladesh, at 16 my slang was fresh. I would not tire, spitting hot fire in a sesh. Or on a voicemail like John Tesh. Couldn't see me in the flesh. Y'all better off silent like the pest. You know my stilo, Don Kilo, since Jordan made the shot on Elo. If you don't know anything, know that Wild D nice. Check my closet, see low like three dice. And I ain't even.
Okay, so that's Bangladesh by Your Old Droog. Mum, what did you think of that?
Rubbish.
Why did you think it was rubbish?
Because the music doesn't go well together, man.
It does.
It's like a snake. Somebody is playing that, And he's going, rah, rah, rah. No, no good. No good at all. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's like a snake charmer at the back.
What don't you like about rap music?
The filth comes in there.
Yeah. But you swear quite a lot, don't you?
I mean, some of the...
So it seems a little bit hypocritical for you to criticise.
Then some of the words I didn't like, you know, fuck your mother or something like that. Yeah. I don't like that.
Right. But you swear a lot, Mum.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Like what? You tell me.
Well, what do you want me to do? Give you a list of swear words? You use them all?
Yeah, yeah. No, when did I use it?
You say fuck, don't you?
If I'm really angry...
Dickhead, you say.
Yeah, dickhead, I will say.
Yeah.
But somebody upset me, I will say. F-U-C-K. Oh, that's it.
So you don't like the filth, even though you swear?
I don't know the filth. The reason that, because the small children, they get a chance to listen.
Okay.
That's the only thing. Mm. But the funny part is, for adults, it's good.
But why is it a problem for children to listen to swearing in music? Why is that bad?
They become aggressive. I mean, when they are 18, 19, and then that's okay. But I don't want the little children.
Why not?
Why, will you allow your children to listen to that?
No, I'm asking the question, why shouldn't children listen to it, in your opinion?
I think they are growing up, their brain is developing.
Right. So shouldn't they learn
all... You don't want to put the filth in there.
Why not, though?
Let them be purer until they are 10, 11, 12, 13. After that, they can do what... That's what I did with you. I never let you have a girlfriend until you finish your uni.
Okay.
Yeah. Because when you started... sleeping with women, you were focused on education.
Did you know when that happened?
I don't know when he had sex first time.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I never asked it.
Did he ever try and bring a girl home?
I don't think he will even think about it. No.
Did you
never
do it?
No. Never.
So
ask him. He will tell you the truth. I would have killed him, yeah.
I don't think I did bring a girl home.
No, you've not allowed.
No.
You can't bring anything.
I did bring girls home when Mum and Dad were out, but
did
not
you?
When they were there. Yeah, of course I did, yeah.
Whom did you bring?
What? Why are you looking at me like that? Mum, I'm fucking... Like, I'm married with kids now. Why is this even a thing?
But you were under my control at that time.
Yeah, but who gives a shit? Now...
What do you mean, who gives a... Is that the... good example that you give to your children.
I'm not going
to
tell
him. If you bring a girl, would he like it?
Well, he's eight, Mum. So
no,
I think he's...
when he reached that age.
When, if Theo was like what? What age are we talking?
How do you feel, Mum? Your son, when he's 18, he's bringing a girl.
Yeah.
And he's doing something in the room. How would you feel sitting in the sitting room?
I'll be honest with you.
Oh, he's having sex.
What, yes, that's correct. And then I would wank. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
That's why don't allow them. No. Let them finish
mum,
their education.
Mum. Yeah. First of all, Dinesh and I both had girlfriends before we finished our education, right?
I only remember
Dinesh,
a few.
Dinesh, I believe.
Huh?
Dinesh, I believe.
I mean, listen, I'm not saying the force is strong in me. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is... Do you not think there's a danger in that of making relationships like some like magical thing, and then suddenly when you get people that are restricted, you hear so many stories of people that are super restrictive when they're young, and then they go fucking mad when they get older.
Well, you like your dad.
Yeah, there you go. So let's say it is my dad, right? It is dad, right? So why would you do the same thing? Doesn't make any sense, does it?
I don't understand you, Ramesh. Are you going to allow your son to bring a girlfriend? That's the question I'm asking.
Yes, I am.
You will. You are a dickhead.
Listen, all I would say is,
yeah.
If you are too restrictive on your children...
When they get freedom?
No, listen. Just listen, wait till I finish. If you are too restrictive...
Don't tell your mother off, okay?
Okay, fine. Yeah. If you are too restrictive on your children
and
you don't let them do what they want to do, you know, to a point, what they end up doing is getting extremely frustrated. And hold on, and when they get old enough, they will start fucking lobsters.
Why? Do you bring the children? Don't you teach them the good habits? Don't fuck the lobsters. Okay? Are you crazy? You are putting words into my mouth, Ramesh. Put your brain into gear before you say something to me. Otherwise, you will get it from me.
The old adage. Children, please
yeah. Green, green cross codes. Don't fuck a lobster. Okay, cool.
I think all the real hip-hop fans are enjoying this one.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I do not think that this has been the best episode for hip-hop content. What I would say is, though, is Ocean Wisdom's new song, Eye Contact, I think is amazing. And also, your old Droog's album is very good as well, so I would listen to that.
Can we end it with, like, one proper hip-hop track?
Fine. This is the last track we're going to play. Mum, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome anytime, John. I
appreciate
it.
Okay, Ben, what is this hip-hop track that you want to play us out with? You fucking wanker.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la. Come on, Ron, dance.
Dance. Right. Thank you, Ben.
Okay, this has been it from Hip Hop Saved My Life. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode. Oh, I meant to say, thank you so much to everyone who bought tickets for our London event on February the 8th. More details will be coming out. And also, we are going to do more of them. We're not just going to do them in London. So.
Are we invited? Are we going?
Are we invited?
Are we on it?
Yeah.
You're
yeah,
not on yeah, it, no. Yeah. But you can come if you want.
There you are.
Mum and Ben will be on.
Yeah! Yeah. Thank you! Hi!
Right, thank you very much. Take care, Ben. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mummy.
Bye, Mum. Bye.
Bye.